Hi. This is the third part of Core Java interview questions. In this podcast, we will discuss some more important Core Java interview questions that can help you get hired as a Java developer. Question 41. What is RMI? Answer. RMI, or Remote Method Invocation, is a mechanism to create the distributed Java applications. RMI allows an object to access and invoke methods on an object running on another system or JVM. Question 42. What is multi-threading feature in Java? Answer. In Java, multi-threading is a process of executing multiple threads at the same time for maximum utilization of the CPU. A thread in Java is a lightweight process requiring fewer resources to create and share the process resources. Question 43. What is daemon thread? Answer. A daemon thread is the low-priority thread that provides background services and support to the user threads. It gets automatically terminated by the Java virtual machine if the program only remains with the daemon thread, and all the other user threads are ended or dead. Question 44. What is thread scheduler in Java? Answer. In Java, thread scheduler is the component of Java virtual machine that determines the execution order of multiple threads on a single processor. It decides the order in which threads should run, and the process is called thread scheduling in Java. Question 45. What is the volatile keyword in Java? Answer. In Java, a volatile keyword is used to modify the value of a variable by different threads. It is used to safeguard the class's thread. It means that multiple threads can use a method and instance of the classes at the same time without any problem. Question 46. What are the key differences between synchronous programming and asynchronous programming? Answer. Following are the key differences between synchronous and asynchronous programming. Number 1. Asynchronous is multi-thread, which means operations or programs can run in parallel. On the other hand, synchronous is single-thread, so only one operation or program will run at a time. Number 2. Asynchronous is non-blocking, which means it will send multiple requests to a server. Whereas, synchronous is blocking, it will only send the server one request at a time and will wait for that request to be answered by the server. And number 3 is, asynchronous increases throughput because multiple operations can run at the same time. While, synchronous is slower and more logical. Question 47. What is garbage collection in Java? Answer. The process of removing a heap of unused objects from the memory to make space for JVM is called garbage collection. It is performed for automatic memory management. Question 48. What is Java reflection? Answer. Java reflection is a process that analyzes and modifies the capabilities of a class at runtime. Reflection API in Java is used for manipulating class and its members at runtime, including methods, fields, constructors, etc. Question 49. What is the difference between hashSet and treeSet? Answer. Following are the major differences between hashSet and treeSet. Number 1. hashSet uses HashMap to store its elements internally, while treeSet used TreeMap. Number 2. hashSet stores objects in random order. On the contrary, treeSet stores data in sorted order. Number 3. hashSet is speedier and faster than treeSet. Question 50. Name the best Java IDEs in 2023? Answer. Following are the best Java IDEs used in 2023. Number 1. Eclipse. Number 2. NetBeans. Number 3. IntelliJ IDEA. Number 4. BlueJ. Number 5. JDeveloper. Number 6. JCreator. Number 7. Dr. Java. Question 51. Define the role of the JDBC Driver Manager class? Answer. The JDBC Driver Manager class is an interface between driver and the user. It keeps track of available drivers and handles establishing a connection between the appropriate driver and a database. The Driver Manager class helps in maintaining a list of registered driver classes by calling the method driverManager.registerDriver method. Question 52. What are the functions of JVM and JRE? Answer. Java Virtual Machines, JVM, allows Java programs to run on any operating system or device and manages or optimizes program memory. Whereas, Java Runtime Environment, JRE, is a software layer that runs on top of the operating system software. It provides class libraries and other resources that a Java program needs to run. JRE has three interrelated components for running and developing Java programs. Question 53. Define serialization in Java? Answer. Object serialization is a process of converting a state of an object into a byte stream, which can be persisted into a file or sent over the network to another running JVM. Question 54. What is a singleton class? Answer. A singleton class is a class with only one instance at a time. After the first time, if we try to instantiate the singleton class, the new variable also points to the first instance created. Question 55. Define the ternary operator? Answer. The ternary operator, or provisional operator, is used to making a decision. It is a simplified version of if and else conditional statements used to assign values to variables. Question 56. What is the use of a vector class in Java? Answer. A vector class is an ArrayList similar to a data structure whose size increases as per the demands. It supports some legacy functions not supported by collections. Unlike collection objects, the vector class is more suitable to work with threads. Question 57. Define implicit objects? Answer. Implicit objects are a set of objects in Java that the JSP container provides to developers on each page. These objects are accessible as built-in variables through scripting elements and can also be accessed programmatically by servlets or JavaBeans. Question 58. What is the meaning of lazy loading in Hibernate? Answer. Lazy loading is a type of fetching technique that decides whether to load a child object while loading the parent object or not. It is used for all the entities of Hibernate. Question 59. Define a Unicode? Answer. In Java, Unicode is a 2-byte character code that is used to represent the characters. It defines all the international characters found in different human languages. Question 60. What is dynamic initialization? Answer. Dynamic initialization is a process wherein the initialization value of a variable is unknown when the program is compiled. It means that the initial value of an object is yet to be provided during runtime. Thank you for listening to our podcast.